Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim has the remarkable ability to focus on what matters now and what's coming next.
You realize that 10,000 hours on the radio is 600,000 minutes of talking, and you've used them all well. Congratulations, and again, happy anniversary.
Welcome back at 7 to the hour, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm Jim Blasingame. Jerry Stingle is our guest, president of Ventioneer. Jerry, I need you to tell us about your company and how we can find you and what you guys do.
Terrific. So Ventioneer is my company, Ventureneer.com. We do research to understand the needs of small business owners and entrepreneurs, and then based on that research, we develop content and training.
And they do it well, too, folks, and you can catch her by line on the Forbes website. So I encourage you to follow what she's doing. Ladies, especially, get to know Jerry, and you'll be a lot smarter when you do. Not even just about raising capital, about other things. Jerry, you were telling us at the break about some research that's been done on how venture capitalists treat the male and the female applicant, how they treat them differently. What do you think? Tell us the rest of that story.
Yeah, they absolutely do. So investors, whether it's angels or VCs, male or female, ask different types of questions of male founders versus female founders. They ask gain or promotion questions of male founders, and they ask prevention or loss questions of female founders. And that results in men raising 5 times as much money. My advice to women is answer that question that you're asked directly about prevention. But if you flip it around and then say, but here's how we're going to promote and increase their company, those women outperform both male and female in raising money.
Right, right. Well, I would like to – I wonder if there are any venture capitalists out there who are doing tests where – where they take a qualified person on both sides, both genders, both of them had good models, and the woman is how women are, and the man is how men are, and whereas they might have not given the money to the woman, just because she wasn't as bold and egomaniacal, and you know whatever the way we guys are, do that and just see which model. Comes out at the end. You know, comes out better at the end. I think
there is some research on that. So,
yeah.
So First Round, which is a venture capitalist company that invests in early stage founders, they compared male and female led companies or founded companies, and they found that female founded companies perform 63% better than male founded companies.
Right. Well, I can see that, and I can see where a woman would be more protective of their capital, and a man would be more risk averse. I mean, more risky with a capital. But sometimes when you roll the dice, if it comes up with your numbers, you hit it big, and you know sometimes you have to do that. Sometimes you have to. One of the things somebody asked me one time. I was talking to another woman, business person like yourself, Jerry, and she said something to me about why were men less risk averse than women? Why are men more likely to take a risk than women? And I said, because we don't care if it breaks.
Ah, okay.
And she was surprised. She was surprised that I said that. She was totally shocked. I said, because we don't care if it breaks. She says, why not? I said, because A, we think if it breaks, we'll fix it. And two, if it breaks, then we'll start over. And I think sometimes women need to have a little more attitude of, if it breaks, the world won't come to an end. I'll fix it. Or if I can't fix it, I'll say what now I know what doesn't work, and I'll start over. I think that it would help women to have a little more of that attitude. What do you think, Jerry?
So I totally agree, and it's a favorite topic of mine, resiliency. So being resilient, I think, is one of those top entrepreneurial qualities. Being able to bounce back from that no or from failure, I'm not sure that whether men or women are more resilient, which sex or which gender is.
Oh, I think women are more. I think women are more resilient than men. They just don't know it.
Yes, I think that's fair.
There's no question about it. Women are more capable than they give themselves credit for, and men are less capable than they give themselves credit for. But confidence wins, Jerry. In the end, confidence will win over. It'll put you over the top. And I think that's part of the issue that they're going up. Thank you, Jerry, for being here. VentureNerd.com is the website. Jerry Stengel, ladies and gentlemen. We'll get her back again real soon.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.